Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios members of the South Kingstown 300th Anniversary Celebration. Kenny Burke is here. He's a member of the committee. Welcome back, Kenny. You've been here before.
I have, Mike. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to see you again. And Jen Ferry, the Executive Director of South County Art Association, is here. Jen, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. It's nice to have somebody besides Kenny here.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about the festivities that have been going on all year long as the town celebrates its 300th anniversary. Things have been going pretty well, but before we get to that, let's start with a little bit about each of you. Let's start with you, Jen, Director of South County Art. Are you a longtime Rhode Island person?
Well, I've been here for over 20 years.
Well, okay.
I know, not long enough.
Yeah.
But I've been with the South County Art Association for 7 years, and I've been the executive director for a little over a year.
Okay. And where, before the 20 years, what part of the country were you from?
Well, I went to school in Arizona, Arizona State University. Then I moved to Boston. And then I met my husband, who was from Rhode Island, there. And then I moved back down to Narragansett. We moved away for a couple of years and then came back.
Well, good. Well, we're glad to have you with us. And even though you're, you know, not really a Rhode Islander, it's okay that you're in. We'll let you in. Kenny, a little bit about yourself. You're a Rhode Island guy, right?
I am.
Always.
Always, except for the first 8 months, but does that really count?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. Right.
If you celebrate your first birthday here, you're in.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. We have those rules made up. And what town did you grow up in?
I actually grew up in Charlestown, but the last 30 years has been in South Kingstown.
Wow. Okay. So, that's the difference, Jen, a real Rhode Islander, you know. But we want to talk about some of the festivities and the things that are going on, and there's a big day coming up. What's the big day that we're going to be focusing on mostly today, Kenny?
Yeah, it's generally called the trifecta. It's a celebration of arts and culture during the daytime, and later in the evening we're focusing on bands and some entertainers. But a full day of festivities, free community event. Really excited to host this event with Jen and many, many others on September 9th.
September 9th is the date, so that's just next week. So it's here before we know it. So summer is gone, Labor Day is tomorrow, and then we have this big event. Now, it's always that weekend, right? As it has been in the past. You've done celebrations similar to this in the past?
So great point, but no, this is actually our first time hosting this event at this specific location at Saugatucket Park off of High Street in Wakefield, Rhode Island. It is a brand new event. Jen and many of her folks that are in the arts and culture community have wanted to host a large arts and culture event, and mm-hmm. we paired together with their forces earlier in the day, and we're putting on the music festival in the evening to have one large event on this wonderful, wonderful space off of the Saugatucket River in downtown Wakefield.
Okay. I guess I was thinking back to when it was just the music event. So, Jen, you're involved with the South County Art Association.
Yes.
How are they involved with this?
Well, I got a call from Joanne Esposito, who's the chairperson of the 300th Anniversary Committee, and she and Ken, and they asked me if I want to help out with Arts and Culture Festival. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time that, well, we're located right near URI in Kingston, and we don't do a lot of outside events or a lot of outreach. And it was the first time we get to collaborate with other art organizations in the area, including Hera Gallery and Field of Artisans. All three groups got together, and we decided to talk about like how we wanted to work at Field of Artisans. What they are is a pop-up art market, and they have like over 900 vendors that they can pick from. That sell their art, and they go to community places like Whaler's Brewery or the General Stanton Inn on Sundays, and they do these pop-up art markets. So we asked them if they could handle the vendor side part of it to gather all these artists to come sell their work. And then we also got together with Hera Gallery, which has been in Wakefield since the 1970s. And they're a smaller group, about 20 members, but they wanted to do an open studio tour. So they put that together. And then Ken and I put together a bunch of performances and demonstrations that are going to last throughout the day and into the night.
Excellent. All right. Well, Kenny, why don't we get into the mood with a little music? We're going to feature three groups today on this program, but there's many that are going to be performing. We'll run down that list a little bit later. But what's this first group you have?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It is Rory O'Neill. She's a local artist born and raised in South Kingstown, recently moved to Nashville, and she's flying all the way back in for this event. Rory O'Neill has a synth pop feel to her music, and we've got a couple of selections for your audience to listen to.
All right, let's listen to one now.
Tell you to shut up, but I don't mean it. Might call you a bitch, but I'm just teasing. Everybody here is a little bit soft. Doesn't that get a little exhausting? Maybe you should laugh it off for once. Can't you just take a joke? It isn't personal. Could you just lighten up? Not saying sorry or biting my tongue to keep you comfortable. That sounds so miserable. You're weak, it shows. Can't you just take a joke? No, I'm not a fan of causing drama. I know you're gonna run and tell your mama. Everybody here is a little uptight. Don't you ever get a little bit tired of crying over stupid shit? Come on. Can't you just take a joke? It isn't personal. Could you just lighten up? Not saying sorry or biting my tongue to keep you comfortable. That sounds so miserable. You're weak, it shows. Can't you just take a joke? Life is too short to be so mad all the time. Joke, it isn't personal. Could you just lighten up? Not saying sorry or biting my tongue to keep you comfortable. That sounds so miserable. You're weak, it shows. Can't you just take a joke? Joke.
Kenny, it seems like a Nashville star is a good person to be bringing in for this this program. It's going to attract a lot of attention.
Yeah. Rory's a really interesting artist. She had done very well locally when she was in Rhode Island, winning local titles as far as music competitions. She actually made it to American Idol. So she has that distinction as well. So we're really proud to have her come back and perform for her hometown audience.
Excellent. All right. And Jen, will you be accompanying her?
No.
Not part of what you do.
I'm more of a visual artist.
Okay, visual artist. Well, we should mention that. If you're a member of the Art Association, are you actually a visual artist?
I am. I'm a painter. I actually got involved with the South County Art Association in 2013, way before I worked there. I entered an open juried show. We have about 3 or 4 open juried shows a year. I had entered one. It was the first time I ever did it. I got in and exhibited my work.
Great. And can people find your work at the association?
Well, sometimes. I don't exhibit too much anymore because, you know, I'm a little bit busy being as executive director. But, you can – anyone that comes in to see our gallery and see the shows, we're open – well, first of all, we're open Wednesday through Sunday from 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock.
And what's the exact location?
It's 2587 Kingstown Road. So we're 3 doors down from the URI entrance.
Oh, okay.
So we're right in historic Kingston. We have 2 historic buildings. One holds our classes and our pottery studio and a printmaking studio. The other building has our gallery. And then we also, on the top 2 floors, we have 9 artist studios that we rent out.
If you're an old-timer, you might call that the little rest section, right?
I don't know. I guess I'm not an old timer.
Well, Kenny's shaking his head. Yes. So he and I as old timers. See, you're too young to remember that. But people did refer to that as the little rest section. Okay. Well, great. Kenny, let's go back to Rory. We have another piece of music we're going to present from her. But what time is she going to be performing?
Rory is going to be performing at 7:35 p.m.
So 7:30, that's on the 9th, and we'll get to listen to Rory. She has a accompanist or other people to be involved.
Yeah, she's got a percussionist, a guitarist, and some canned music as well to round out her performance.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to another piece from Rory, then we'll take a short break and be back with more.
I woke up 8 a.m., made my bed, checked my phone, then I saw you. And pictures with old friends, everyone's making it about you. And I can't look away, but it's just not the same. Wishing you a happy birthday. By my tongue, almost said it, and I know I shouldn't, but I want to. And I remember. Trust me, I still think about us.
The South Kingstown 300th anniversary is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Jen Ferry, the Executive Director of the South County Art Association, and Kenny Burke, member of the committee of the South Kingstown 300th celebration. And Kenny, you and I can almost remember back to when this started 300 years ago. at least I
nice,
can.
Nice.
But a little bit about the history of what's going on here. This is a 300th is rather unusual. There are, you know, there are a lot of states that aren't even close to that, including Rhode Island.
Yeah. No, the town of South Kingstown is really proud to have such a committed group of volunteers to celebrate the 300th anniversary all year long. We've been at this, this being the planning, and now we're in the delivery mode of all of these events that have been hosted throughout this calendar year. An amazing program. Town has a long storied history, and we spent a lot of time thinking about our town, reviewing all the genesis of who we are, why we're here, and looking forward prospectively for the future to inspire future generations. So it's been quite a ride for the last year and a half to be part of this group.
Jen, the art part of this, that the where we're going to see some artists showing their wares during the day on September 9th, correct?
Oh, yep. From noon until 6 o'clock, there's going to be over 40 vendors there.
Wow.
They're going to have all different kind of mediums. It's going to be crafts from like soaps to visual artists like paintings, functional art like pottery. South County Art Association is going to be there with a big tent. We're going to be doing some painting demos, some pottery demos, and then also we'll be talking about our classes. We offer over 100 classes a year, and our fall session is coming up in a couple of weeks, and so we want to give the people that come there a little bit more information about us.
Excellent. So most of it's covered. You mentioned a big tent, that type of thing.
Yeah, everyone will have a tent. There's going to be other nonprofits there, like the Rhode Island Weaving Center. The Wakefield Rotary sponsored us. They're going to have a tent there. And then there's going to be a lot of food trucks.
Just going to say, there's got to be food.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just going to be a day filled with art.
Excellent. All right, Kenny, back to you, and let's talk about another one of the performers that will be there on that evening.
Yeah, that would be Guest Method. They're taking the stage at 8:30. Guest Method is a local jam band. They're voted one of Rhode Island's best in the last year, so we're really happy and excited to have them perform for their hometown crowd.
Now, just so we're clear, we are on the classical music station, so some of our audience might be thinking this is a group from Smuckers, but that's not the case, right?
That is the alternate version of jam, yeah.
Okay.
They're great musicians. They get people out there dancing. They're wonderful.
Having a great time. Let's give a listen.
Don't mind how
Kenny, people that are driving into this event from all over southern New England will probably need a place to park, right? Tell us about that.
Sure, sure. So Wakefield is actually a really interesting place to come visit. We do have some known parking lots right off of Main Street. But what we've done is we've hired a shuttle throughout the day, and we will run a continuous loop. You can park at the high school, the neighborhood guild in Peacedale, the town hall, and basically just anywhere along this loop that's listed on the Town of South Kingstown's website. And in about 15 minutes, you'll get picked up and dropped off right at the Trifecta event.
There you go. All right. So check out the website, and that's Town of South Kingstown?
SouthKingstownRI.com.
Okay. South Kingstown RI. And by the way, make sure you get that W in there, South Kingstown,
right.
RI.com. And check out. There's lots of information on there, maps and all kinds of things, right? Tell you where to go and how to get there. Also, schedule of events, which why don't we take a moment to just kind of review some of the other things. We're only talking about three of the many artists that are going to be there tonight. We're going to hear music from them, but there are other people. What does it start off with?
Yeah, and as Jen had mentioned, we've been working together for months to come up with a blend of arts and culture and then music. So leading right off at noontime, we have a local dance group from Jennifer Preet Dancers. At 12:45, we have an indigenous group called the Ute Singers. They sing and also do their drum circle. Approximately 1 o'clock, we'll have a roaming magician, Bjorn the Magician, that'll be out there on the site for the kids. At 1:20, we have the GEAR performance. That's Give Everyone a Role. This is through the South Kingstown School Committee, and it's led by Miss Pierce, one of the local school teachers. So they're going to do a rendition of one of their plays that they had put on earlier this year. 2 o'clock, Tir na n'og, Irish step dancers will be out there clacking their heels and doing the things that they do. 2:30, R.I. Bucket Drummers, always a crowd favorite. They'll be out there on the main stage. Then they'll go out to a place we call Sari Sanctuary so the kids can interact and bang on their drums if they'd like to. 2:45, Ladies of the Rolling Pin. I'm always at a loss at how to describe them. They toss flour up in the air. They have rolling pins and brooms, and they're affiliated with the Morris Men groups as well. They're an amazing crowd favorite. 3:30, we have from Providence, the Tropigals. It's a very PG-13 burlesque dance group. They're wonderful, wonderful costumes and a wonderful dance routine. 4:15, Johanna Escamilla is returning to South Kingstown. She is a flamenco dancer out of New York. She'll be there with her percussionist and guitarist. Authentic Spanish flamenco dance comes to South Kingstown. 5 o'clock, again, another fan favorite. Big Nazo Puppets are going to invade South Kingstown as only they can do, and they will be working the crowd for a few hours. 5:10, we start with the music, TJ and the Campers, local ska reggae band. 5:30, we'll have another performance from the Tropigals. 6:10, The Water Project, a local surf rock band. At 7:05, we're proud to present Afia Ansong. She is a professor at the University of Rhode Island in Africana Studies. She is going to present and perform the Town of South Kingstown's 300th anniversary poem, a spoken word performance. We're really excited to showcase her talents. Again, 7:35, Rory O'Neill will be singing. 8:30, The Guest Method will be singing. And then 9:45, we'll finish up with Dude Man Bro.
Excellent. Wow, what a lineup and a lot of things going on. And you did it all off the top of your head. That's amazing.
yes. Pay no attention to the digital device in my hands.
Right, right. There you go. All right. Let's hear another piece of music from Guess Method, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more. Thank you.
out the tap and lines get going. Gotta run, oh yeah. Is it the moon that's got us moving with the tides and push and pull? And what a night to get our feet wet. Take my hand, it's not too cold. I wanna know, dive deeper, end up somewhere far from nowhere. Are we now? Too much trouble making to be upset with me. Got no chance of faking. Nobody knows, I told you. Somebody had to see. Everybody knows the feeling. Not big on secrets, but keep this between you and me. Still 10 to 12, and far from late now. All these things I've left to say. Don't check the time, or let it weigh down. The kind of night that we've been dealt. Let's float away, it's all beneath us. Got a long way out from here. No other words, natural affection. Natural affection. Let's not try and kid ourselves. The bar's been set, let's not go back when. We've been down this road before. Let's take a turn. Too much trouble making to be upset with me. Got our chances taken. Nobody knows, I told you. Somebody had to see. Everybody knows the feeling. Not big on secrets, but keep this between you and me.
The 300th anniversary of South Kingstown is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. Please be sitting with Jen Ferry, the Executive Director of South County Art Association, and Kenny Burke, member of the committee of the celebration of South Kingstown's 300th anniversary. And we've talked a lot about the groups that are going to be performing on Saturday night, September 9th. And Jen, let's talk a little bit about another event called the Open Studio Tour. What's that all about?
Well, the Open Studio Tour, this has been Hira Gallery was in charge of this. So what they did is they put out a call to local artists who had studios and said, hey, do you want to open your studio on September 9th from 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock so people can come and see your work and see how you do your process? So there's six people that signed up that you can go to hiragallery.org to their website and get a QR code, and it'll have a map of where these artist studios are. And one of them is a Glass Station studio, which is kind of across from where the Trifecta Festival is going to be, right on Main Street next to the Muse.
If you haven't been to the Glass Station, you got to take the opportunity to do that. It's Make sure you hear what we're saying. It's the Glass Station, which got its name from a gas station, originally where it was. And they do blown glass, and they do some phenomenal work and very interesting. That'll be a nice spot for people to stop at.
Oh, yeah. They have a beautiful gallery. Also on the list is Nancy Lyons. So she has been a member of the South County Art Association for over 50 years. She teaches with us, and she has her home studio. She does pottery. She's going to be one of the stops. And another stop is Corin Butterworth. Now, he's a local furniture maker and woodworker, and who produces, like, beautiful work. So all these artists have different talents, different mediums, and it's really interesting to go into their space and to see, like, the tools they work with and the art that they create.
Right. It's an opportunity to see things that you don't see every day. You know, you talk about the woodworking, and a lot of people have in their mind what that might be, but I'm sure it's way more involved than the average person can imagine, as well as glass blowing and painting and ceramics and everything else.
Yep.
So that's a great opportunity. Kenny, we have a group you mentioned that's going to close up the event on that night. Tell us about them.
Yeah, Dune Man Bro is a local surf rock reggae band that has enjoyed some amazing success over the last several years. They've been out on tour regionally, and they do a mix of covers, but they have some original music that's very, very interesting, very engaging. And when you're ready, we'd love to hear one of their fan favorites called Beach Bum in Rhode Island.
That I'd rather be.
Jen, we have just a few minutes left in our program, and we want to hear some more music from Dude Man Bro. But before we do that, I want to thank you for coming in and being part of the program and just kind of wrapping up. And anything else you want to tell us?
I do. I think your listeners would be interested in the three groups that are helping out with this. Of course, I'm from the South County Art Association. You can find out more about us at www.southcountyart.org.
Okay.
You'll see we have exhibits. We have our annual holiday sale coming up. That's always huge. Starts on Black Friday and runs until the Sunday before Christmas. And also, we offer classes. And definitely come and visit us and see the exhibits that we hold, all local artists. I also want to mention Hera Gallery. So their website is heragallery.org.
Could you spell that?
Yep. It's H-E-R-A Gallery, all one word, .org.
Excellent. Okay.
And they're open Wednesday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4 o'clock. And they have interesting contemporary exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And the field of artisans you can always find around town. They were at Whaler's Brewery on Tuesday nights all summer. They're going to be at the General Stanton, I think, for a couple more Sundays. And then they also have these pop-up markets like throughout South Kingstown and Rhode Island. And they can be found at fieldofartisans.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Kenny, back to you. I know that when you've been working for literally for years on this event, and this is a lot of work by a lot of people. But let's start with some of the sponsors that help out and help you get this thing off the ground.
Yeah, certainly. And we want to give props initially to the Rotary Club of Wakefield. They are the primary sponsor for the Arts and Culture Festival at the earlier part of the day. For the rest of the festival, we have all the local breweries have jumped on board and been great sponsors. Whaler's Brewing Company, Chazon, Sons of Liberty and their Chair 2 brand. McLaughlin and Moran has contributed. We also have donations from Alltown, which is a local gas vendor. They're going to bring their food truck out there. Newport Renewables. Narragansett Rubbish is doing in-kind donations for all of the trash and recycling on site. So without their generous support, we couldn't bring this free community event to the public. So we want to thank them.
Excellent. And just a reminder that this is just one weekend out of a whole year of events that's been going on. And if they want to get more and people want to get more information about the rest of the year after this, they can go back to that website you mentioned, right?
Absolutely. Go to the town of South Kingstown, ri.com.
All right. And find out the rest of the celebration that's going to be going on. Jen, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Kenny, nice to see you again. And thanks for all the hard work that both of you put into this. Hopefully it'll all pay off on what will be a perfectly nice day. I've predicted that already, so you're all safe with that.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to listen to another piece of music or two from Dude Man Bro, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that now, and then we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Down old Boston Neck Road, I met a man to my surprise. He gave me a wave, though we never met eyes. I said, I got up on a beach, I've been driving around. I'm trying to get a surf before the sun goes down. He said, hey man, oh, it's a lucky day. Be thankful you're going the right way. I went off as he played fetch with his dog down at the preserve in the evening fog. It didn't hit me till I drove away. The feeling of kindness, he said, said he's been. He's been living bar and stand jamming music from afar. But his whistle could cut straight through the room like a wild native eagle tune. Yeah, he's been lifting shapes in shifting skies. He's been lifting shapes and I don't know why.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.